till the break of dawn. And every evening when the sun goes down, I'm with my love in my hometown. And so I sing,
that's My Hometown, done by Paul Anka. That's a nice little cha-cha. I mentioned before, new records. Before I play this one, I want to remind you again to come on down and dance on the show. We have plenty of room. We're not too far back now at all, only about a week or two. So if you'd like to come on and dance, just send us a card right now before you forget. Clark Grace Record Hop, KDKA TV, Pittsburgh 22, Pennsylvania. Here's that new one by Marv Johnson. If I can remember the title, it's so new. All I've Got Is Love, I think. This new one by Marv Johnson, I think it's pretty tough. All the Love I've Got. It's got that... Play it for moms everywhere. By the Four Lads, Moments to Remember. Thank you.
January to December, we'll have moments to remember. Ooh.
The New Year's Eve, we did the town. The day we tore the goalpost down. We will have these moments to remember. The quiet walks, the noisy fun, the ballroom prize we almost won. We will have these moments to remember. Though summer turns to winter and the present disappears, the laughter nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways. We will have these moments to
and somehow never watch the show.
We will have these moments to remember. Though summer turns to winter and the present disappears, the last will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we will have these moments to
have our moments to remember done by the four lads. What could they possibly do in a drive-in but watch the movie, you know? All right. Don't forget, if you'd like to hear a standard, just send us a postcard or a letter to the Clark Race Record Hop, KDKA TV, Pittsburgh 22. And if we take your selection, we'll give you an album. All right. Okay, here's a fellow who we started his record, Handyman, way back in October. And he has another record, and it's great. He's going to be coming on our show in June, too. We heard from him just recently. Here's Jimmy Jones with Lots of Good Timing. Go, Jimmy.
Oh, you need timing. A tick, a tick, a tick, a good timing. Talking, 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 timing is a thing. It's true. The timing brought me to you. Instead of the other way around, but he had timing. A tick, a tick, a tick, a good timing. A pocket, 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 timing is a thing. It's true, your timing brought me to you. Who in the world would have ever known what Columbus could do if Queen Isabella had hawked her jewels in 1492? But she had diamond. A tick, a tick, a tick, a good diamond. A pocket, 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 diamond is a thing. It's true, your time brought me to you. What would have happened if you and I had just happened to meet? We might have spent the rest of our lives walking down Misery Street, but we had diamond.
Friends, this is Ben Grauer. Last week I was talking with a young friend of mine about two big decisions he's faced with. One, what career will he choose? And two, how can he obtain technical training for a bright future? Well, I suggested we visit a nearby Air Force installation for the answer. There we saw a crack ground crew servicing a supersonic F-100 fighter plane, and this young man learning the principles of jet mechanics. It's no wonder skilled technicians are in great demand, especially in today's age of space. And the United States Air Force offers the most complete range of technical training available anywhere. Plus recreation, good times, and a chance for world travel. Yes, in the Air Force, a young man can get a fine start on his career in the exciting new age of space. Your local Air Force recruiter will be glad to visit your home and explain Air Force opportunities to your entire family. Why not call him today?
Now? Oh, ready? The people in the Muse are flipping their wigs. I'm not going to be at the fire hall. I'm going to be at the Italian hall. They called up and said, hey, what's wrong with that guy? Here's Dish Rag by Nat Kendrick.
Hey, Rob! What's that? I've been down on the blocks, man. What's that? And everybody talking about this new day. What's that? It's called a dish rag. What's that?
Called Dish Rag, all right. You know, we should have played that for Mother's Day, because they know more about dish rags, mothers do, than anybody in the world. They get plenty of that, I guess. But before we do go, I'd like to wish all the mothers a very happy day tomorrow. I hope you have a lot of fun. We'll close out with a little French tune here called Going Down Yonder. Johnny the Hurricanes have another record. It's a brand new song. And courtesy of the London people, it's Billy Graves to sing Mount Fujiyama. So let's all dance.
Mount Fujiyama was a quiet old mountain overlooking Yokohama Bay. This age-old relic of the far-off Orient was silent until one day. A group of high school kids came by, raising cane on the mountainside. School was out and they were letting loose. The echoes of their happy cries rang through the woods just like hi-fi. Old Fuji blinked and wondered what to do. The kids picked a spot and sat right down, tuned up the portable and gathered round. Music came on like thunder in the sky. Old Fujiyama blinked again. His snow-capped peaks began to tremble when a sax took off on a crazy, crazy ride. His mountain, the old boy went out of his mind. This age-old relic of the far-off Orient started rocking right in time. His snow-capped peaks began to melt away as he caught the beat and began to sway. In Oriental style, he was rocking right along. Stomping their feet in the red hot sand. Old Fujiyama was jumping all day long. Mount Fujiyama was a tired old mountain when the kids finally left that day. This age-old relic of the far-off Orient yawned over Yokohama Bay. He really had a...
Mount Fujiyama, kicking things off this afternoon on the Bandstand Show. That was by Billy Graves on the Monument label. Now, going down into our group. Scene, Diamond Schools. That was corny. Well, the best of luck to you and your head cheerleading. And you'll lose how many seniors?
Three.
You'll lose three seniors. And when do you have election again?
Oh, next year when we get back, we'll pick some more girls.
Pick some more. That's fun. Will you have to cheer again in front of everybody?
Yeah.
Will you? And I will forget it. I had a brother who was a cheerleader. And no, seriously. Don't they have boy cheerleaders up here?
Yeah.
Well, he was head cheerleader his junior year, I think. And we were in assembly, and we voted for him. His sophomore year was his first time as a cheerleader. It was the funniest thing to see all girls on the stage and one boy. It was the funniest thing. Well, there's about three of them, but I think he finally bribed the ballots and everything. He finally got cheerleader. Nice talking to you, Sissy, and the best of luck in your head cheerleading, and thanks talking to all of you. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk to the student council president of St. James High in a couple of minutes. Let's dance to Steve Lawrence's record called Footsteps.
Say goodbye to me. Now I'm as lonely as could be. And as I feel a teardrop fall, I hear your footsteps down the hall, walking away from me. Why not you say footsteps, footsteps, footsteps.
Steve Lawrence singing Footsteps, 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 Footsteps. I want to say something. June the 5th, we would like for you to mark on your calendars. Last week we said something about June the 5th. It's on a Sunday. And today we'll tell you this much. I'll be a host at a record hop. And the surprise entertainer for the record hop will be Frankie Avalon. And we'll have two shows, one from 2 until 3, another from 7:30 till 10:30. And that will be Sunday, June 5th. We'll tell you that much today. We'll also have more entertainers with us. The Valairs will be there, who you have seen sing, "Which One Will It Be?" So that's all we're going to say. Let's dance once again. Let the little girl dance. Billy Bland.
In the wallflower on the shelf, standing by herself. Never had the nerve to take a chance, so let the little girl dance.
Let the little girl dance. Let the little girl dance. She never danced before, so let her on the floor. Let the little girl dance.
The cool sounds and let the little girl dance. Let the little girl dance. Time for a guest act this afternoon, our first one for this afternoon on the Dick Blanchard Bandstand Show here at Channel 4. It's a young lady that has a real swinging sound. It's on the Ember, E-M-B-E-R, Ember label, the same label that the Five Satins record for, who had it in the Still of the Night and their latest I'll Be Seeing You, which we'll play a little bit later on if we have time. So right now let's give Mitzi Mason a nice warm welcome as she sings Dance, Dance, Dance.
Dance, 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 dance.
Everybody loves to dance.
When the music starts, you get itchy feet. Don't hold back, get with that beat. Hop, 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 hop.
Hop your way across the room.
If the music stops and we're in the air, we'll keep a hopping, we don't care.
Music, music.
Enjoying it. We're
I'm sure that you all have lost sleep over this place. What in the heck are those yachtsmen and sailing that they're talking? It's not the foot duck. Y'all, that that as soon as he starts talking this sort of offbeat language, you'll understand a little bit, and we'll make a complete fool of yourself.
That's our Rate the Record for this week. That's called Alley Oop, with Blaze Gussick and the orchestra doing that, and all the sounds. We're going to use Rate the Record here. Can you line up right along this side? We can use about several couples here. Come on over here so we can get a good shot of you. Okay, we'll talk to you first, okay? Oh, we're ready. What is your name?
Mary Jane DeCellis.
Mary Jane. Mm-hmm. Where are you from, Mary Jane?
Manassas.
Oh, that's right. The Valier's from Monroeville, Turtle Creek. You put me on, didn't you? You bet. Which one will it be?
Forget about Donnelly.
Which one, will it be?
I've got to choose one of the three.
Dorothy, Carol, Donnelly. Which one, will it be? Dorothy, Carol, Donnelly. Which one will it be?
Dorothy,
Carol, Donnelly.
Which one,
will it be?
Dorothy,
Carol,
Donnelly, which one will it be?
Which one,
will it be?
Dorothy,
Carol,
Donnelly,
which one,
will it be?
Which one will it be? Dorothy,
she's a real fine chick.
Carol,
that's the one I'd pick. What's the matter with Donnelly?
Which one will it be?
I've got to choose one of the three.
Dorothy, Carol, Donnelly. Which one will it be? Dorothy, Carol, Donnelly. Which one will it be? Which one will it be? Which one will it be?
Ooh, that's called toss the ice bag there. This really cools you off, too. Try it. It's groovy. That was Which One Will It Be by the Valiers. Pirates and I would never get along, would we? Which One Will It Be by the Valiers. It just doesn't want to stop. It's going to be a million seller, I think. It's all about Kathy's Clown. Here are the Everly Brothers.
Here he comes, that's Kathy's Clown.
t-shirt up to you, and you know that it's sincere. Don't you think it's kind of sad that you're treating me so bad, or don't you even care?
And that's Kathy's Clown, done by the Everly Brothers, a swinger. But you know, it's fun to do homework together, isn't it? Or, well, you know, almost. And after a hectic bout with geometry or language, you really need a lift. And what better way to get it than with a glass of delicious milk, cool, right from the refrigerator. A glass of milk keeps you from sugar, girls, so drink plenty of milk. And it kind of puts a gleam in your hair, too. So try it. I'm not going to guarantee that you're going to be the belle of the prom or, you know, the star of the baseball team. But you'll surely be more alert, look better, and, gosh, you're going to feel peppier, too. So how about it? Right now, get on the milk habit. It's a good one to have. You need at least 3 glasses a day. Even your parents ought to have that much. So how about it? Drink milk. This message brought to you by the Pittsburgh Dairy Council, whose 16 members include the Meadow Gold Dairies, Dairyman's Cooperative Sales Association, Isley Dairy Company, and Bayer's Dairy. Drink milk.
The 21st Annual School Science Fair is now in progress at Buell Planetarium. Don't miss science on display through 1,244 student-filled exhibits. Keep your eye on 2 KDK Television Westinghouse in Pittsburgh.
If you wear a girdle, remember you can't go through life standing up. That's why you want new Playtex, the girdle that gives you perfect comfort, perfect fit, whether you stand, stoop, or sit, because it has 7-way stretch. You see, any girdle can fit while you're standing up, but when you sit or stoop, your girdle must stretch 7 different ways to keep you comfortable. As these forms show, an ordinary 2-way stretch can't. Result, see for yourself how it rides up on you. But watch Playtex, see the difference. It doesn't ride up. Playtex has 7-way stretch, so it always gives you the perfect fit that means perfect comfort all day long. And perfect figure control, too.
Nothing slims me like Playtex.
And look, now there's a soft, cool cotton lining next to your skin, so your new Playtex is easy to slip on and off. So for perfect comfort, perfect fit, whether you stand, stoop, or sit, get the all-new Playtex.
Wow! Here's Jackie Wilson. This is my favorite, without a doubt. You better stop your dogging around.
You better stop your dogging. If you don't stop, yeah, I'm gonna put you down. Cause I can't take it much longer. My heart's getting weak. It's not getting any stronger. You keep me so upset. My head's in a whirl. But if you wanna be my girl, you'd better stop. Cause if you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Now you know you go all night.
lights to have yourself a ball. Sometimes you don't. You don't make it home at all. I don't mind you having yourself a real good time. But now, what you trying to do? Trying to make me lose my mind. Better stop. Yeah, dogging me around. If you don't stop,
that's Jackie Wilson doing Doggin' Around. That's the number one song on our show, That and Night. I can't help it. I think that Doggin' Around is about the greatest thing I've ever heard. We have lots of new records I mentioned before on the show today. We have, of course, we have the Rate the Record, a new record by Marv Johnson coming up. Here's a cutie by Alan and Alan. It's called You're Playing Tiddlywinks with My Heart, Baby.
Have you ever heard of Humpty Dumpty? Sit up on a high wall. Well, the same thing is bound to what happened to me.
Well, I'm afraid I'm about to fall.
Well, baby, been playing
tiddlywinks with my heart.
Well, baby, been playing
tiddlywinks with my heart.
The way she been a-carrying on, I'm afraid we're bound to fall.
Have you ever heard a little Jack
a-hunter? Jack a-hunter
stuck his thumb in his pie. Well, the same thing is bound to what happened to me.
I'm gonna get a finger stuck in my eye.
Baby, been playing
tiddlywinks with my heart.
Oh, baby, been playing
tiddlywinks with my heart.
The way she been a-carrying on, I'm afraid we're bound to part. Miss Muffet.
What happened when the spider came down?
Ah!
Well, the same thing is bound to what happened to me.
You see, my baby don't want me round.
Oh, baby been playing
tiddlywinks with my heart.
Oh, baby been playing
tiddlywinks with my heart.
The way she been a-carrying on, I'm afraid we're bound to part.
Have you ever heard a little boy blue?
Boy blue.
And how he used to blow his horn.
He is a horn.
Well, my baby been blowing her lid all night.
And so it's best that I'm being gone.
Well, my baby been playing
tiddlywinks with my heart.
My baby been playing
tiddlywinks with my heart.
The way she been a-carrying on, I'm afraid we're bound to part. The way she been a-carrying on, I'm afraid we're bound to part.
Wish you'd been
a-carrying
on. That's called Tiddlywinks. That's a tough record by Alan and Alan. You're playing Tiddlywinks with my heart. Now let's take a check on the dances that I'm sponsoring. Tonight I'll be in Somerset, Pennsylvania. First time I've been up there in, a couple of months. In the Somerset Armory, the same time as last time, 9 to 12. And I'm going to have the group on the show today, the Cumberland Three, going up with me, plus the Rockatones. So we'll see you tonight in Somerset, starting at 9 o'clock. We're going to have a swinger up there. Tuesday night, I'll be down in Washington, Pennsylvania, at the George Washington Hotel in the ballroom from 8:30 to 11:30 for the Washington Junior Achievement Group. Thursday, I'll be down in Muse, Pennsylvania. I haven't been down there in a long time either. I think the Marksman will be with me. That'll be on Thursday night, Muse Fire Hall, 8:30 to 11:30. Friday night, what a night. First in Mercer, Pennsylvania, at the Immaculate Heart of Mary School. I'll see you there from 8:30 to 11:30 with the Marksman. And then after that dance, I'm going to do an after-prom party. The only one that I'm going to do this year in Franklin, Pennsylvania. The after-prom party from 1 to 4 a.m. for the Cranberry Area High School, Franklin, Pennsylvania, in the Elks Club. The Marksman will be going with me, and then we're going to have a little sing-along and all that. We'll be having them all up there at the after-prom party. And then next Saturday, I'll be up at St. Joe's Lyceum in New Kent. So that's what I'm doing. And the Air Force Base at Greater Pittsburgh Airport will hold an open house, not tomorrow, but the Sunday after, May 15th, in observance of Armed Forces Day. So the Air Force extends a very hearty welcome and hopes that everyone will make plans to make the Air Force show. Not this Sunday, but the Sunday following, May 15th. They're going to have formations and all that. Should be a lot of fun. That'll be May 15th. So there's what's going on. Now I want to tell you about Oop-Oop-A-Doo. That's Oop-Oop-A-Doo, done by Jesse Hill. That's still one of the real big ones. As I promised before, we're going to have a group today, folk singers, and they have a record that I think is, you know, just darn good. They follow in the footsteps kind of the Kingston Trio. As a matter of fact, one of the group has been writing material, and he has written several songs, I think, for the Kingston Trio. One of the boys also wrote the song that they are going to sing. And there have been lots of songs, I guess, about the Civil War and whatnot, but there is a song that they do called Johnny Reb. It kind of typifies everything that, you know, the South stood for and why the guys went to fight against brother and brother. Here they are, real nice guys. The Cumberland Three, Johnny Reb.
Listen while I tell you about a rebel brave and bold. His name is not important, but his story must be told.
He left his home in Caroline, his wife and children three. Left them all behind him to follow General Lee. General Lee.
He is the symbol of those who bore the gun and died for what they thought was right in 1861. 61.
Although his flag was stars and bars and his uniform was gray, in his heart the cause was just as he left that summer's day for.
He is the symbol of those who bore the gun and died for what they thought was right in 1861. 61. They stopped to rest in Gettysburg at a hill that lay nearby. Johnny Reb said to his friends, here's where I shall die. The cannon shots rang out, his comrades by him fell. When Johnny heard the bugle call, he gave a rebel yell for. He is the symbol of those who bore the gun and died for what they thought was right in 1861. 61.
He held his gun before him as he charged the yes.
He is the symbol of those who bore the gun and died for what they thought was right in 1861.
We buried Johnny